About 11% of the students in the Seaford School District in Southern Delaware are English language learners. That's the second highest rate of non-English speakers in the state, due mostly to an influx of Haitian and Latin American students. Given the language barrier, it's often difficult for these students to meet their graduation requirements. So the school is helping them out by giving them an exam that the students actually like to take. Avi Wolfman-Aaron from Here and Now contributor WHYY explains.
I remember grandfather didn't want him to get the high school diploma. Grandfather wanted him to stay on the farm and work the farm.
For many immigrant students, the American journey begins here, in a class for English language learners. Just watching and listening, you get a sense of the challenges these teenagers face.
Decline. What is decline?
While other students take honors and AP classes, these immigrant students are still mastering the basics of their adopted language. Monica St. John, a junior at Seaford High School, remembers her first days in Delaware after coming here from Haiti.
Because you don't understand what people said. You don't understand, like, what they're talking about. And you want to communicate, but you don't know what to say. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Like, it was really hard.
That was 3 years ago. Today, St. John has dreams of college and eventually a medical degree. But she has to get through high school first. And for students like St. John, graduating can be tricky. Kelly Hegman is Seaford's supervisor of instruction.
Sometimes you can get a student who comes to the country at age 14 or 15 with no high school credits, and then everyone's scrambling on how to help that child to graduate, and we also have so many requirements.
One of those requirements is that students earn 2 credits in a foreign language.
These students come to us with skills in their native languages, and we need to tap into that.
That's Kyle Bentley, Seaford's associate principal. Last year, officials at the Delaware Department of Education approached him with an idea. Why not give immigrant students credit for the languages they already know?
When it was presented, the first initial reaction was, well, why haven't we already been doing this?
Under Delaware law, students can earn foreign language credit if they take a test in that language and demonstrate proficiency. This past spring, Seaford gave 26 immigrant students that option. All 26 passed and fulfilled their foreign language requirement without having to take a class. Monica St. John remembers her French exam as the easiest she's taken in a long time.
All you gotta do is just talking and writing, and like, I was like, that's like kindergarten stuff.
When the test ended, she felt something few immigrant students feel after taking a high-stakes exam. Empowered.
I don't know how to explain that, but it was, like, it make me feel like I'm smart.
Seaford High School's Kelly Hegman says there's also a less tangible value to these tests. They instill confidence in a student population that often needs affirmation.
So one of the students, after hanging up the phone with the speaking interview, said, wow, that was so much fun to be able to speak in Creole, and people thought it was something valuable.
This school year, the state will pay about $35,000 to underwrite language tests for immigrant students in 8 other Delaware school districts. For Here and Now, I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron.